Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is...
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next up today on News for the Soul Radio, it's Goddess Essence with Marcella. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you, Nicole. Thank you for having me. So welcome to the Goddess Essence Radio Show. I'm delighted that I'm here, and I'm delighted that you are joining me today. Again, my name is Marcella Verone, and I help women deepen into their goddess essence. So my work really has been around embracing the depths of the feminine magic and helping women to really emerge into love. With that emerging and deepening into love, there is this co-creation that happens, this creative desire to really dive deep in creating a divine lifestyle that truly embraces your soul essence. And as my work has been about the divine feminine being held deeper into owning your goddess essence, I'm truly excited for today, because we are in this powerful time of really deeply nourishing ourselves. And today's topic emerged from my many years of working with women, and how powerful it is to really let love in. So today's topic is all about letting love in. So just even feeling into that, how does that feel when we allow and embrace the depth of receptivity that we have the ability to tap into, to really feel the receptivity of love. And through this time, we are in the Sun of Cancer. The Cancer energy has been a big theme in the last two and a half years, when it was part of our North Node energy, which is our destiny of really deepening into the energy of the feminine essence. The Cancer energy is actually related to the lunar cycles, the moon, the water energy of nourishment. Cancer is the water energy. So there is this reconnection to what spirituality is about, in the sense of deeply nourishing. And spirituality is connected to this element of water, as I work a lot with different elements as part of my healing work, my intuitive work as a psychic intuitive. The energy of water really helps me tap into your goddess essence, your soul essence, your divine essence. And being in this time of really reclaiming and embracing, as the call is, this awakening year, about truly coming down to what's essential, and how the essential nature, our essential life, right? The essential aspects of our life need to definitely be sourced in love. How we're seeing, globally, this big shift also in what happens when we don't tap into that love, and when it's disconnected, or when it's not present, or the opposite gets cultivated, right? That when it's void of love, we get energy to the extreme of hate. So with this Sun of Cancer, we are being called through, when the Sun goes through the Sun of Cancer, we're illuminating, or actually what's radiating is the energy of Cancer. And again, Cancer is about deep soul nourishment. It's listening to our intuitive selves. It's listening to the depth of what's underneath in ways that really heal and bring us more in tune to what we truly desire on a soul heart level. The archetype of Cancer is ruled by, again, the moon, and the moon has its own rhythms and cycles. As we know, there's a 28 and a half day cycle of the moon, the lunar cycles, and the lunar cycles within itself is an emotional and spiritual journey. And the more that we allow and connect to the lunar cycles in the universe, the more that we can really feel and experience our generative, regenerative cycle of our spiritual, emotional fulfillment. The moon energy within even our personal charts or our birth charts is about deep fulfillment. There's a deeper motivation that actually sources us in making decisions. And when we're not connected to that part of it, it's an intimate part of ourselves, or we're like, we don't listen to it, or we don't cultivate, or we don't give time for ourselves to listen to our moon side, our moon energy, our deeper inner soul, we get less of fulfillment. We become more distracted by, things that really do not bring us the sense of deep sourcing and nourishment. So it looks like distractions, different distractions that keep us kind of running on fumes on some level. That's like the an aspect of that. And in listening to the depths of the moon, the lunar cycles, we get to really feel and know ourselves on a deeper level. We are in an interesting time this year, as we started with the new moon in Cancer just last week. It was the last weekend, in the same weekend of the solar summer equinox, and I keep wanting to say solar equinox. It's a summer equinox, and as well as the new moon, and we also had a solar eclipse. There was a big threshold last week, so giving yourself even time to see what showed up last week that needs to shift, like what no longer serves you, what you must the line on the sand, like really draw that line in the sand that no longer serves you. There was definitely a threshold when we go into a solar eclipse energy. We are going through, it's like kind of really ushered through a threshold of something new. And with that energy, what shows up before and after will really guide you on what needs to, like, no, what no longer serves you, what no longer will feed you, nourish you, what's essential. Like, it may even practices or situations that may have worked even a month ago, up to a month ago, this month, this particular summer solstice and eclipse season with this new moon in Cancer is really showing you what you need to really embody and embrace in deep nourishment, love, how love needs to be sourced on everything you do, everything that you create. It needs to be that source that runs through your daily practices, your daily rituals, your daily routine. So allowing this time to really take a moment in this next few weeks, because we are also in a Mercury retrograde in Cancer. Mercury retrograde, Mercury is how we think, how we move through the world, how we communicate. And again, this communication, as I've shared before, is beyond not only the verbal communication, but it's how we communicate our essence, how we communicate how we value ourselves and how we present ourselves, like this nonverbal communication of your body. So there is a big traveling through this energy of Cancer and Mercury being in retrograde for another couple of weeks. It's about realignment. And specifically with this Mercury retrograde and with the Sun in Cancer, everything what I'm sharing is really looking at developing a fluidity around your daily routine to be ritual that is, again, sourcing the depth of self-love. First and foremost, how we need to claim that for ourselves. And there is this beautiful dance that's happening to really allow us to take that time, as that started, a few months ago in having to, it's like a tower moment when the universe or the, you know, our outer world creates situations that we have to do what we have to do. So with this, with this time of retreat and staying in place, like staying home, coming into yourself, we're really forced to look at what's essential and how your inner home, like your inner intimate space, your sanctuary, is really serving you. And as Cancer is also about sanctuary and home and the inner, it's archetype of the lunar energy, which is also an archetype of the mother. We're really, and mother is sanctuary. It's like the inner love. It's really embracing deeper nourishment. And I know from my work, and with many women that I work with, there's quite a few women that really have to reheal and remother themselves because of their relationship with their mother may have not been with that purity of love and essence of sourcing what it is truly to be nourished in wellness. That means mind, body, spirit, and soul, like the depth of love. And there is a big wave right now that we can really access that remothering, that reconnection to the power of healing. As water energy is one of the main elements, the first elements that we can come into healing and embracing this deeper revitalization, nourishment, replenishment to our cellular level. And as you know, we are all made up with a high percentage energy of water, and this water energy of our spirituality, it's connected again to your emotions, your hormones, how we actually embrace our emotional life to serve us. So having to hold space like sanctuary within our body temple, with our home, with our car, like looking at your, this redefining time through the Mercury retrograde, it's about going backwards and looking and reflecting and realignment. There's such a powerful time to up-level our lives, right? What may, again, like I've shared, what may have worked up until last week may no longer work. And it's showing you specific things in your life that needs to be up-leveled, needs to be transformed, needs to be changed for you to continue to move in a space of deep love, honoring yourself. The space of communication about truth and love is front and center. So I'll pause for that, for a little bit of poise, to give you just a moment to tune into your breath and tune into this time from last week into this particular lunar cycle about deeply nourishing. We are in this 2020 year, and one of the special things about this particular new moon is that Cancer, we started the month with the summer solstice. When we have a summer solstice, it moves from Gemini into Cancer. We have then this opportunity to deepen into Cancer, and the lunar cycle is again crowned by Cancer, and we return to Cancer in the dark moon phase to complete a cycle. This particular year, we have an extra moon in Cancer. So the new moon starts again in the energy of Cancer in July. So there is like a second opportunity for us to deepen into letting love in, deeply in, allowing. That's one of the big things, like themes that I work with women, is deeply allowing love, allowing yourself to come in deeper receptivity and strength in your core, really feel the essence of your body temple. And again, it comes in many shapes and colors and lusciousness or, you know, whatever your body is uniquely yours and expresses the power of love through you. So coming into even more clarity around that, first and foremost, is looking at your habits. So the first thing, your habits, what are healthy and what are not healthy? So clearing out what are habits that are not healthy for you and what are healthy, and start weaving in the healthier ones. And the more that you are saying yes to those healthy habits, do it in ritual. So what ritual does is deeming the sacred, deeming, honoring that something is reverent. There is a sense of love and calling in your higher self and your divine essence when we do things in ritual. So if we start the day in ritual, one of my favorite meditations that I bring women in is just the essence of breath, the breath to be of pleasure, letting yourself deepen into a ritual of breath into your body to awaken you as you wake up in the morning in bed, a ritual of breath and aliveness and awakening. It helps activate yourself on a cellular level and also helps you move from the dream state, the dream realm, the sleep state, and integrate through that liminal time. So it's like that in between. You're in the space of waking up and into the body so that you deeply ground. Grounding into your body. That's like the second thing that I see also in women that I, you know, help them embody. And this was also my journey. This was also my path that I realized, like, my energy was like really from like a little bit from my heart, but all just up through my head, right? We cultivate our mind and our mental and that energy while the rest has to run in default. The rest kind of runs in like the everyday autopilot energy. And the more that we allow our essence and our attention and awareness to drop in down through like our spine, through into our throat area, this place of truth expression connecting into the heart space, which is also called the divine connection of our spirit, goes through our heart space and down into the body through our upper power center, which is the solar plexus, and then down into the deeper, the yin receptivity power center of the sacral, and then down into your root, and allowing that love, right, as through your breath, bringing you to love all the way down to the bottom of your feet, to the tips of your toes. There is a joy that happens from your cellular level, that you're bringing in the revitalization, the energy, the breath, the love that is needed to deeply dive into your body, deeply drop in. So if you start the day in this ritual, allow yourself to be, to notice how the rest of the day unfolds for you. Weaving in more rituals, weaving in more love, weaving in, again, the pause around speaking and connecting to what you truly mean. For example, making decisions when you are tapped in and not making decisions when you are, again, too much in the mind or too much sourcing from trying the mind to make the decisions, but yet coming into your body, that your body knows the wisdom of what you need on a soul level, on a spiritual level. So the more that we activate our body, and as our body is divine, we embrace that energy of deep nourishment. We are saying yes to reclaiming the depth of what we truly need on a basic level, which is love, presence, acknowledgement, acceptance, awareness, being seen and witnessed for a true essence. So as you do that for yourself, the more you are in your sovereignty, in your magic, your mystery, your inner authority, your decisions come through your intuitive instinct, the knowing, the wisdom that are in yourself, what you're here to do. My work also really amplifies purpose. Like, what is your purpose? What is unique to you as a psychic intuitive? Like many of my work is like tapping into that soul essence. Like, who are you? So that when you claim that framework that you are, like that beautiful lattice work of your particular purpose can truly strengthen, and that which is not connected, that is conditioning, can shed. So through this time in the summer, we have quite a few retrogrades. Venus just went direct last week on the 25th of June, and she is now in her integration, her third shadow period, for another now 5 weeks. Then it was 6 weeks. It's a 6 weeks integration. And again, as I've shared previously, the Venus is all about love, sovereignty, resourcing, valuing your resources and resources on many levels, like your essence, your spiritual purpose, your resources, and actually, you know, what we engage in the world. So money, food, gifting, receiving, like all of that, embracing how we value resources from Mother Earth, from nature, from who we are, from people's, the connections, our community, our friendships, and first and foremost, the relationship that you have within yourself. So Venus, through her retrograde journey, she may also have definitely presented to you things that you need to go back into to reclaim. As a retrograde, again, is a time of that energetic planet, whatever sign it's in, how it affects your particular chart, etc., how it is dancing in your life to go within, to deepen, to reflect, to realign, so that you, when the retrograde goes forward, when that planet moves forward, you are reconnecting to the next spiral of your life and in realignment to up-leveling your experience. And there's also embrace of more of you. So as I'm hearing the word spiritual empath, I don't necessarily call myself that until like right now, since spirit is saying to me, you're a spiritual empath. You know, being in the sacred space and container before I come onto this call as a channel, the spiritual empath. So being able to really activate that space of reconnection that is also a spiritual empath within you. So that means really feeling empathically the connection of the divine source of others, divine connection with others. So there comes from a state of presence. Not only from your heart space, because your heart space can be a powerful, empathic, energetic space that we can tune into people's hearts, but it's in your whole field, your energy field. So when you're in the state of ritual and continue to move into that, you're also claiming more your sacred space, your sacred container. Your discerning energy field, you're activating that so that as you move through the life, you can receive in connection. So connection to yourself, connection to source, connection to love, your divine essence, and then that of others. So aspects of you truly get activated and awakened in glorious, graceful, powerful ways, you know, fierce ways too, depending on your own unique essence. And having this time to really review your daily practices, your daily habits that turn into rituals or routine, the more that we allow ourselves to enliven them and reactivate them, clear out that which does not serve your soul in nourishment, and bringing in that which does will really help you activate and embrace an expansion that is happening, expansion in your awareness, expansion in divine orchestration and synchronicity. This is a big opportunity to really lean into the synchronicity, and I know many people are connected in that way and are connecting to really deepen this magic that moves through you, this magical space that activating how we move through the world in your magic presence, your magic senses, like your magic eyes seeing multidimensionally in the space of the spirit of things, the spirit of situations, the spirit of communication, the spirit of messages that come through in many forms. Like, for example, music. That's a big synchronicity. People like asking a question. You need assistance in something. You're calling in your higher self, and then your spiritual guides. Within that calling in, things get really weaved into your everyday, like listening to specific songs that are giving you messages. I work a lot with animals and words, and I'm as a clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient person and claircognizant, I'm working with different clairabilities and strengthening that the more that I take the time to pause and be poised and perceive the magical aspects of our universe, our everyday, our daily nature. And I had to learn how to come online, like fully come online. And I continue to work on that and deepen that aspect of myself so that my whole body is in. What I love about having this type of ritual that brings your whole body in line, there's a sense of sensuality that happens, like you embrace the fullness of your figure, your body, in the way that you move through the world. You start feeling even more an alignment with your spine, as your spine is a powerful part of you in your spiritual alignment, your alignment to your life. So the back body is very powerful energy for the support. Through you deepening your support and deepen value and sovereignty, it's that like holding space, like as if your back was the back of your throne, right? Holding space for you in your majesty. So I'll just give you the date here for our next new moon. Again, it's in July and it's back in Cancer. So we have this second opportunity in the following new moon cycle, although it goes into the state of Leo, the solar time of Leo season. It is calling forth this energy of Cancer to be revisited and realigned, with Mercury also being in its third phase during that time, of Venus still completing its third phase, Pluto in its retrograde phase, and a few others. We're really being supported on energetic level to really make these decisions. And then the aspect of that is like, it's like some things are going to be leaning in as hard decisions. So that means like where we might not be listening or not wanting or avoiding or deflecting or not weaving the state of the gift that's being provided for us. Especially if you're on this call, if you're listening, whenever you're listening to this, about owning your divine essence, owning the goddess within you. If you're a woman that connects with the energy of the goddess, or if you're being called to connect to the energy of the goddess. So that means you're dropping in all the way down into your belly, into your sacral, into your root. You're moving in space and time with that magnetic, majestic energy. That is part of the call, the space of presence that is magical, that is self-possessed, state of poise in motion. So having the rituals and the meditations, the movement, the intentions to deeply commit to love. So when we're talking about self-love, let's say, self-love and nourishment, that is, this could be a state. It's like I have a state of self-love. It could be specific practices that brings you love. And when we're talking about emerging into love, all your decisions, how you move through life is sourced from love. And not only when you're doing self-love rituals or self-care routine, it's 24/7. There is a shedding that happens that also is called when you're saying yes to yourself in that space of love, which is also reverence, which is also sacred and divine. There's an eternal aspect of you that's leading in your life. How much magic and magnetic love that you can draw to you because you're activated in that way, and that continues to show up in different forms and different ways, depending specifically on your journey, on your arc, your life's arc, your love arc, your self-love arc, your purpose, the arc of your life, which is in connecting to magic, you're also turned on and activated as seeing your life as a mystical experience, a mystical journey. And many people have written about the heroine's journey. And this heroine's journey is a way of going deeply within and reclaiming your divine essence, reclaiming your sovereignty. And again, it's a journey within, and that is an aspect of deepening into your majesty and embracing a full dominion in your life. So that does not mean that you also have a life that without mistakes or anything like that, but it's tapped in, it's tuned in. It's like you're receiving guidance through the dissonance, right? Any dissonance to help you go into higher resonance. That's the state of working with your divine source, your divine essence, your higher self, your magic, your synchronicity, divine orchestration that happens is you're allowing the dissonance to be transformative. So through this Cancer time, because it's also connected to emotions and emotional nature, there's an opportunity to transmute a lot of old emotions, anything that is heavy, anything that holds you down or holds you back from you to emerge more into the fullness of being and emerge deeper into love. So again, it's a powerful, powerful time. I'm actually outside, and my where I am, I'm on a deck that I have a lake really close by, and I have this beautiful view of this lake, and we call it Swan Lake because there's a lot of swans that love to make that their space, right, where they come and communicate both, and they're communing in this lake, and we've had like 60 swans at one time, 62, 69. Sometimes I count 32, et cetera. And how they are in that space of grace, how they move through the life, is that what I'm speaking about, being poised. So watching them in their daily life, how they kind of mirror ritual, like I'm sharing about ritual. So, that energy is coming into today's radio show. And I'm feeling like they're calling me to share about the mythology, like the mythic journey. When we deem ourselves in that eternal mythic place, we have more of access to our power, our presence, our ability to orchestrate our journey, our story, ability to really harness our purpose, using then the rhythms of nature, the rhythms of your personal rhythms, the rhythms of the seasons as part of energetic forces to source you. You have like extra potency to make the shift, to lean into transformation, to lean into the resources. I'm seeing the words of that, the wealthiness of our beingness. And knowing, you know, from many people, when we get too caught up on the habits and the daily tasks and not accessing our fullness of being or our essence, the life becomes very, you know, life can be very dissatisfying or feeling, there's a couple words that's coming to me, I'm seeing some energies. It feels like, is this it, right? Is this all there is? And where the ask for you to lean into more of your essence, that which nourishes you. There's so much that we can explore and have adventure. There's so much. Nature is a powerful vibrational, vibratory space in different types of nature. So there's different, like, you know, you have the trees, you have the forest, you have the ocean, you have the desert. It all has a specific energy and vibration, and we get to recalibrate. With this nourishment time, this time of Cancer, this retrograde, this is a powerful time of revibrating, right? Really, truly connecting to revibrating your essence, resetting, recuperating is the word I'm feeling from a life or daily life that does not really source more in the pulse of beauty, pulse of grace, the pulse of nourishment. And beauty is your essence. So beauty has its particular vibration in you and your personal vibration, and what nature, coming back into nature on so many ways, can help you reconnect to your personal energetic, like, attunement. It's like attuning you for your own tone, for your own vibrational journey. And what frequency is when that continues to frequent, it's the more of that vibration. So the more that you're taking time to reset your vibration, how you show up to your higher resonance, more of a higher perspective of yourself and deepening into your source, the more that you get to, like, experience life on a more of a magical space. So using any rituals and things that, you know, that you can commune with, connect to, that helps support your vibrational attunement, that is more unique to you, that lets you really feel the fullness of yourself. So as I work as a healer, and I do work with different vibrational, like, crystals, essential oils, flower essences, those are ways that you can weave in. Those are, you know, energetics that you can weave on your everyday to help you to tap in and release old vibrations. Old vibrations. So it could be vibrations, like, our thought forms have vibrations. Conditioning has certain vibrations, right? Thoughts of ourselves, which, when we devalue ourselves or lower self-worth, those are lower energetics that you could have internalized or taken on in any way. So it could be from, you know, from your family, it could be from your roots ancestrally, or your culture, whatever that looks like for you. The more that you're bringing in vibrations that are an alignment to love and what is specifically for you, what you need, it allows to create this environment within you, your own body sanctuary, your body temple, to release old lower vibrations. So, and what I want to say, emotions, some people think that lower, like, you know, like anger or fear or things like that are lower vibrations. Actually, those are dynamic energies of source that helps us tune into transformation. So fear could be more in likened to inner transformation. Something within has to shift. Something has to change within. And fear, the more you have relationship to your emotional journey, your emotional essence, emotional experience, again, Cancer is very much connected to that, our inner emotional life. The more we connect to what they mean, giving time and energy of, like, what is this about? Why am I experiencing this? You know, to speaking to your emotions. Fear, again, is an inner transformational. It can be an adrenaline energy for you to make the inner shift, and what you're being called to move through to expand your edges, right? Like expand your box. The more you have relationship with fear, the more you can feel the nuances. So an aspect of fear is like run. It's like you need to leave this situation right now because it's not good for you. Something is really not good for you. You can then feel the nuances in your body and what kind of fear is coming in. And when we suppress or diminish or deflect or not paying attention or time for our emotional experience, it kind of gets conglomerate. It's just fear, and then you can't discern the nuances of specifically what aspect of fear, what type of fear. So having space to understanding and listening and having conversations, connect in conversation what you're experiencing, it really allows for acknowledgement. I'm hearing the words accomplishment of that emotion. It has a purpose. So when you allow it to move through you in a healthy way, it will do its purpose. And it can come into state of completion and integration as you work with it. Anger, again, is also a transformational agent of something outside of ourselves in our environment. It is not right. And anger used properly when it's sourced properly helps to transform a larger container of outside. And again, everything inner and outer is always a connection. So when it has been suppressed, or in the roots, or in the DNA, in a sense that has not been given a healthy outlet, a healthy transformation, a healthy experience or purpose, when it also has been diminished or made bad, just like fear made bad, it is in reaction, right? The aspect of you is in reaction. So the more we give that space and that sanctuary and the sacred space for our emotional experience, the more the grace and the beauty of your emotional journey can really move you, catapult you. I'm hearing this global transformation of really honoring our inner worth, inner value, inner authority, our inner experience of our emotional nature that is guidance. It's information. So when things are coming out sideways, that means there's something needs to shift, something needs to be acknowledged, something needs to be harnessed. Of what's happening, and within that is healing and empowerment. So I'll take a pause so you can feel that for yourself and any guidance that you're receiving for embodiment. Another emotional experience that we may feel is when there's something that feels like anxiety. So anxiety can be heightened vibration. Something in the energy field, in your environment, can be activating that for you. Something in the situation, something internally, a sense of anxiety. And when you speak into that anxiety, what I also notice is many times it's our thoughts create anxiety within. So then tapping into your thoughts, what are you thinking? What are you channeling? What are you letting in? What is this habit? Right, what wants to transform, and anxiety can also present itself as something needs to shift. You need to have an energy clearing, an embodiment grounding. So that energy, kind of like, you know, electricity needs to be grounded. It's like an electrical energy that needs to be tapped into and grounded. And working with women and sourcing in their embodiment and working with nature and the ground, nature and, you know, the sky, really strengthening your body temple, your energetic ground. It helps you in really transmuting, transforming, and tuning what that energetic is. We are tuning forks. What's the information, that vibration that you're picking up on that is you're experiencing as anxiety, right? So what wants to be transformed is another aspect. So I'm just sharing those three as top ones that can be misrepresented or misunderstood. And again, when we honor our experience, we honor that we do tap in and we do experience these things. It really shifts your perspective. It shifts how you can empower yourself. So from acknowledging and acceptance, and within that, you're accepting yourself. You're providing and sourcing and deepening love as you embrace the full of you, the fullness of you, the whole of you. So that means the shadow pieces of you gets to be loved and embraced. So then that can integrate and can integrate more in accessing your power. I'm presenting these things as a powerful time, as Pluto is also retrograde, and Pluto is all about deeper power, what's underneath the surface, what's in the root, what needs to happen to shake up your ground so that you claim your power. And it's in Capricorn, and Capricorn is the opposite of Cancer in the spectrum, but they actually come in from the same similar roots, Capricorn and Cancer, and they come out the same way. It's kind of like a yin-yang, but as we know from a yin-yang symbol, there's aspect in the yin that has yang. There's aspect of the yang that has a yin energy. So there is a relationship, and Capricorn is also the energy of, I'm hearing the words like spiritual fathers, energy, energetics of father. And father is personal authority. There's quite a few interesting things that's happening with Saturn right now that, you know, that is being asked for us to reclaim our personal responsibility, listening to our own inner guidance system, our own inner authority, like moving through the world in that way. So leaning into that empowerment, because Saturn is also about mastery. So mastery has specific containers, has specific rituals. It has a Saturn, you know, is the one, is the energy of time, right? We're having infinite energy into the finite. And what are you going to do with this finite time and energy? Honoring your purpose. Because Capricorn is about sacred work. Sacred work is your purpose, how you are meant to do something important, to honor the reverence of why you're here. You are a player, and to step into it, right, to embody it, to claim it. So Capricorn, again, a healthy energy of benevolent protector. And will, you know, will he will straight, you know, he's about discipline. So discipline within yourself. So the discipline, again, and when you're creating it with love and sacred rituals and the daily looking, you know, working with like the lunar cycles is a way that you can work with the beginning of the new moon, a creative cycle, intuitive, emotional cycle, all the way up to the next lunar cycle, the solar cycle, which is connected to the rhythms of like the equinoxes and the solstice and the seasons, and then really tuning into what your personal rhythms are on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. It creates and harnesses a strong container, as Capricorn also is all about strong container and how you are in the world and your work and your career. So there's a valuing of your inner, your sanctuary, which is, again, Cancer energy and Capricorn energy of how you are that then in the world. Very potent time to really lean in. And again, that means there's a maturity in Cancer, Capricorn. They're both cardinal signs, and asking us to deepen into our spiritual maturity, our emotional maturity, because what's bubbling up in the surface can also be where we are immature, or where maybe we didn't have proper guides, proper authority in our own life, and like mother, father, and nourishment. And now is the time, and this happened for 2.5 years. It's been so strong with the Saturn energy of like, you need to own it. You are your own mother and father. Use archetypal energies that you own your mother and father energy. And how does that look like? How you show up in love and life, in love, in presence and purpose, how the rituals and your habits and your communication, how you communicate, like how does that actually reflect that reverence and the resonance to your divine essence? Because when it doesn't get, you know, when it doesn't get acknowledged, or if it doesn't get taken care of, if you don't take care of it, you stay in a state of, you can stay more in a more of reaction, state of like an aspect of being like victim, or the power is outside of you. You could look like even emotions like resistance in a way of having, oh, I'm getting a few information, so I'll pause. It can look like resistance in a state of having like negative emotions about your situations, but then not changing and transforming. And that's the claiming of the empowerment. It's like you have the power to be able to shift that to love, shift it to embracing and love. And again, how do you let love in? It's through how you show up, how you allow deeply. And the last thing I want to talk about is this honoring and embodying, letting your whole system deepen. As I work with specific practices that allow us to really feel the breath of love, the love from others, what if you just say yes to that, allowing yourself to say yes, letting your actions say yes. Communion to nature, that's a powerful way of receiving and feeling the love. What I notice is people deflecting that, can be deflecting, you know, guarding the heart and then not letting the experience of love to move through you. It's about communicating that with yourself. It's communing is connecting to the spiritual essence of ourselves and others. So communicating comes from communing. How do you commune yourself? Commune with yourself. How does your daily practice, with your daily life, express that? So we are in a powerful, potent time to be poised with beauty, love, reverence, connection. Start with yourself first. Start with your sanctuary. Make it nourishing, making it express love and who you truly are on essence. Let it be an adventure. I'll pause. The new moon in July is on Monday, the 20th. Monday is moon day, so it's a powerful time for the new moon in Cancer. It will be at 10:33 a.m. Pacific daytime. Let yourself go through this, continue with this particular lunar cycle with love, and let the next one really express and amplify in your daily life, in your life, how you actually express it out into the world. See it. Let it show you. Let love, your divinity, your divine essence show you. Let love in. With that, I'm excited and really deeply grateful for you showing up and being at this time with me as you're saying yes also to your divine energy, the state of love and grace I'm seeing and feeling. I'm allowing yourself to be in the power of being poised and deeply receiving love. I offer retreat program experiences to bring women into their journey through their body, through the inner, through deeply loving, accepting, amplifying, expressing, emitting love and their unique essence. I have a retreat that I bring women into their sacred ruby. So it's a deep energy of deepening into love from your inner space, your inner ruby, which is down into your sacral, into your root, the space that is uniquely yours that you get to tap into. The sacred ruby retreats are both in the East Coast and West Coast. I had them originally in the fall, scheduled in the fall, but because of what's happening with this time, they were moved into 2021. So you can read more about the sacred ruby retreat, about reawakening the woman within. It's a 5-day revitalizing self-love retreat. I would love to have you there if you are feeling called. If you need to go into these practices about magic, movement, momentum, meditation, tapping into how you mesmerize, what's your divine essence, how the magic emanates from you, and claiming your majestic nature. We'll be doing a lot of women's circle energy through that and claiming these ritual practices in honoring the woman within. You can go to sacredruby.com to read more. Our next retreat would be in the West Coast. It's in the San Francisco Bay Area. It will be in March next week. March next year. And the one in the East Coast, which is between New Jersey and New York, that will be in May of next year. I have a powerful special until July 15th, next month, of nine easy payments of that will hold space for your registration. That takes care of meals. It takes care of the whole retreat space, the meeting and meditation, inspirations, and anything that you need within the retreat. So if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. My name is Marcella@sacredfemininemedicine.com. And please visit sacredruby.com if this calls you. I would love to have you. With that, till next month, signing off, Goddess Essence Radio Show. Thank you, Nicole, for having me. Bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.